comments and questions?
Carlos, can you elaborate on how a person like, let's say, so many of our life members here, they're working in the workaday world out in the material world, and they're associated in that work with so many sometimes very materialistic people. And although they appreciate what you're saying, I'm sure that, you know, all of us here can appreciate that we're a soul, that we're part of Krishna, we're meant to be Krishna Das, servant of Krishna. But how can we practically apply that in our lives, especially those who are working and having to earn the livelihood and have the house and the car and all the things that go along with living in America? How can they accommodate that side of life, which is there is a certain amount of social pressure to live on a high standard here in the West? In India, you can live in a village in a hut, but in America, you can't live in a hut. You have to have a brick home, you have to have this or that car. So how can they accommodate both things at the same time, being spiritual and yet having to earn all the money and all those things that go along with it? How can that be?
Yes, it can be done very simply. That process is called, see, every day, every moment, we have to be Krishna conscious. That is why Prabhupada called Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness, see, we have consciousness. We are conscious beings. But how do we apply it in moment-to-moment activity? So you are cooking for Krishna. You are going to the factory, you are working for Krishna. Similarly, you are going to the university, but you are working for Krishna. But then if your interest is that I am working for my name and fame, I am working for collecting, you know, my followers, I am working for, you know, my, just this idea that I am working for myself. Because when you are always identifying yourself, I and mine, this is my work, this is mine. So everything is like in the material world without Krishna consciousness is based on this idea that everything is mine. But then Krishna consciousness says, no, you give up that. Nothing belongs to you. Everything is Krishna's. So why are you saying that everything is yours? So in Krishna consciousness, we have to be trained up in such a way that there's nothing wrong to be a brilliant scientist. There's nothing wrong to be a big businessman working. There's nothing wrong. Everything in the spirit of Krishna consciousness can be done very nicely. But at least while you are working like that, do not forget about Krishna. You work for Him. That is actually called Karma Yoga. Karma Yoga means working for Krishna. Then, you know, save a certain, let's say, whatever you are earning, and you keep something for the maintaining of the family, but then contribute something for Krishna, for spreading Krishna consciousness movement. If you cannot yourself do it, then give it to those who are doing that missionary work. So that way, although you may not be directly involving, but at least you are assisting. That way you are working for Krishna together. So in other words, we should not forget Krishna any moment. So you have to begin to contemplate that everything is Krishna's. So what I am doing is all Krishna's. And my body, my mind, everything belongs to Krishna also. So everything what I am doing is to serve Krishna. So like that, if all of them, if everyone is beginning to think like that, then that is actually Krishna consciousness. Then they can be engaged nicely. They don't have to sacrifice anything. They don't have to give it up anything. But they have to add that this knowledge that everything belongs to Krishna. So when that is understood, then everything has its own real meaning. And there is no conflict. But the trouble is that as soon as one becomes very rich and then materially famous, then he begins to forget Krishna. That is why the intelligent people should know how to use, you know, this most human, important human form of life. Yes.
Prabhu, since a few of us who have come in touch with this movement for the last 4, 5, 6 years, and constantly try our best, very sincerely, to associate with the devotees, like Sunday, Saturday, also during the weekdays, having kirtan at home, do our best to associate with the devotees. When we go out, when we are going out in the world for working, for business, or some other social gatherings, we see that there are many that they are not missing about this divine knowledge. When we discuss with them, with the Americans, with the Indians, and with so many people in the society, they say that they are not missing anything. Not only that, Prabhu, but I was noting it out, but many people would insist, not some of them say, oh, no, I am not missing that. But then there are some who will take part into the discussion, would insist that the material progress of the present day society makes life worthwhile. Says that this is a worthwhile life. Whereas to us, who have recently started being in touch with the movement, you know, to us, real misery of life is to live without divine knowledge. So how do we get along with that kind of people in the society?
So Prabhupada gives this example that like a pig, you know, sometimes you give them pigs nice halwa, they won't take it because they like only dirty things. So it is there, but indeed, see, that is actually simply cheating. In a way, they say they are satisfied. They don't need anything. They may say like that. But actually, if you speak to them very carefully and also very seriously, then just simple few questions will be sufficient to find out whether they really mean that or is just ignorance. So most people are speaking like that out of ignorance or out of some contempt or some dislike. So that is why a Vaishnava is called Dayara Sagara, and he is the ocean of mercy. He knows that he is in Maya. That is actually a symptoms of people who are completely covered up by Maya. You know, as soon as people say like that, you immediately know that, yes, he is in deep Maya. Now, how can I enlighten him? How can I remove this this thick blanket of Maya covering and the soul? So there lies how you preach it. So if you are the preacher, then it is your duty to enlighten him. No, my dear friend, you are in deep Maya. You are thinking like that, but that is not true. Then you begin to enlighten him in the science of self-realization, in the science of the self. And slowly, slowly, by association, definitely he can be changed. He can be changed. In other words, we have to preach to them very, very nicely, very powerfully, with great knowledge, with great scientific. Scientific means about the science of Krishna consciousness. I don't mean other type of science. It's not necessary to be a PhD in order to preach Krishna consciousness. But we have to request them, as my dear friends, you know, you are in illusion. Just like we see mirage, that similarly, they are saying something like that. But generally, it's due to ignorance. So we have to enlighten them in the science of Krishna consciousness. We have our own experience that in the process of traveling all over the world, at the beginning, 2-3 years, people are saying like that. It's like exactly what you were saying. We don't need it because we are very happy. Then all of a sudden something happened in the family, something died of a very sweet child. Then all of a sudden next day I go, he completely changed. Yes, now I have understood. Now then he becomes extremely receptive. Yes, I must accept that there is a Supreme Being. There are so many things beyond my power, beyond my knowledge. I was mad at the beginning. But then so many people experience like that. So in other words, by preaching them about the principle of Krishna consciousness very clearly, and we have to be like this. When we present ourselves Krishna consciousness, we meant well for themselves. We don't want anything for ourselves. We really mean well for you, for your well-being, for your benefit. I mean, we have great concern about you. We have great love and affection about you. So if we approach in that type of mood, definitely someday he will understand. And then, he may not be the same. So sometimes, in some cases it takes years, sometimes it will take a lifetime, sometimes it will take several lifetimes, but once he has the association with the devotees, then of course that moment will never be lost. So he will be someday coming to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Actually, so in Sankirtan movement, we chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra chanting. Now there may be many guests who might not like to hear this sound, but simply hearing the sound, they are benefited. The plants are listening. See, we have nice plants. They are listening. They are joining to the Sankirtan movement. And we have so many microbes might be in the air, which we cannot see with our eyes. Then, so many living entities which might be in this room or even outside, they may be listening to our Hare Krishna chanting. So all of them are benefited. So this is actually the power of Sankirtan. By this sound vibration, everyone is benefited. It is said once we hear this Hare Krishna chanting, then it is guaranteed that you will be born as a human being. It is very powerful. So that is why by this chanting process, those misunderstandings can be removed. So we have to request these people that, yes, at least you please begin chanting. And chant one round minimum, or two rounds, three rounds, four rounds, beginning, and you have to chant 16 rounds. So like that, if we can request them begin chanting, then slowly, slowly they will also be coming to the platform. So we have to insist on chanting. So everyone is chanting here? Yes. Everyone is chanting some rounds every day? Our friends? You should all have one beat. Take one beat from Haripat. Here they have all one beat. So chant as much as you can. And you realize how wonderful it is. What is your name?
Your name? My name?
Yes.
My name is Chiman.
Huh?
Chiman.
Chiman. Chiman Kodeja. I told you earlier about our Chiman Bhai.
Oh, Chiman. So you're chanting?
He has some Java beads from Vrindavan I gave him from Benares.
I think I have gold, I don't know if it's gold, right?
Sometimes it's difficult, Maharaja, because in the West, like I said, there's a certain social pressure to get ahead financially, so I think sometimes maybe our members feel like it's hard to dedicate that time because they have a lot of pressure to, because some of their other friends are maybe making so much progress financially by investing here and there, then they're thinking, I have to keep up, so I have to also tax my brain how to invest in the right way and so many things, so maybe it's difficult.
Yes, you do it, but don't forget Krishna. You'll be the richest man, but don't forget about Krishna. Then you give everything to Krishna for his service. Actually, what happens is Krishna is actually Lakshmipati. If you become actually very devoted to Krishna, there will be no one who can compete with you in everything. You'll be the richest man. Just like Prabhupada. Prabhupada, who can say that he is not the richest man? All over the world. And he had so many children. And he had everything. But he did everything for Krishna. So like that, everyone can be like that. That is just say understanding properly. So we are not saying that you give it up, you are a competitive spirit. Yes, you do it, that's very good. But you do not forget Krishna. Not everything is Krishna's. So that's like in Tirupati. I'm going to be speaking very soon about Tirupati. The Lord is so merciful, Balaji, and so many people are coming, you know, to donate, like, sometimes lakhs of rupees. One man, big businessman. But then, when they give to the Lord, then they become very rich, richer. But then, you know, they also give to the Lord. Yes, Lord, by your mercy, everything is here. Yes, yes. The donation, everything is coming to offer to the Lord. And the Lord makes them richer and richer. So that's the issue. But you are thinking that, well, if I give $50,000, I am earning $100,000 every year. But if I give 50% to Hare Krishna temple, then I will be broke. But you are thinking like that. Then when as soon as you think like that, Krishna make you, the next year, then he will make you very little money. Because this is not understanding properly. So let me withhold for some time. But the moment is there, oh yes, the Lord is so merciful. He's giving $100,000 every year. So let me give happily $90,000 for Hare Krishna movement. Then next year he will give you billions of dollars.
In the example of N.D. Desai, or Member Srinathji, he had a conversation with Srila Bhaktipada and he was saying this same thing. I don't know how Krishna is providing me all this money. And I'm giving you more and more every year and he still gives me more money.
Yeah, we also have very nice, that's what to say, devotee, Narchi. He's an engineer in Bombay. He's doing very nice service for Prabhupada, for Krishna movement. So like that, I like to say, and also some of our members, you do like that, let us see what happens. This is like a, then you can be very, very, you know, very nice for preaching Krishna consciousness. Yes, I am doing like this every year, and but Krishna is giving me so much every year. So we can broadcast, yes, this is the result of Krishna consciousness. That is actually called karma yoga, means giving everything to Krishna, working for Krishna. Karma yoga doesn't mean that you work every day, you earn everything, you give everything for the family. No, that's not karma yoga.
Maharaj, sometimes I've been told by some people, I would say, specifically in the Indian families, not necessarily those here, but some, that everything I'm doing is for Krishna, but we don't see practically that they're sacrificing anything for the temple or any preaching work, but they say that everything they're doing it for Krishna. Is that possible? That
I told you not to tell the secret. We discussed it.
But the idea is there are sometimes that everything I'm doing is for Krishna, but there's no practical, in one sense, the sacrifice being made of giving something to some don to the temple. So is that just some idea they have that they're doing it for Krishna, or is it possible they're actually doing it for Krishna? What do we say?
So we have to make them practical. Saying is not enough. So they have to show it by their practical example. If they are doing it really for Krishna, then we'll see what they are doing. But simply saying is not sufficient. Saying has nothing, but the action, the practical action is the thing that we can appreciate, or everyone will appreciate. So that has to be transformed into action. That is called theoretical knowledge. But theoretical knowledge, unless it is transformed into practical knowledge, doesn't have much value. So that also they come to practical platform. Yes, you have said so many times, almost 100 times, now let's do it. See how are you doing? So I think that way we have to request them, yes, let us transform it into practical action. So it is almost 8:45?
Yes. Is that
shall we begin this slideshow?
Yes.
Sure. because some of you might have to go early. So let's we begin the slideshow. Any questions?
I was going to say we can set up here the screen and then maybe over there for the projection.
Can you bring a little more water, please?
Are you going to be operating the machine yourself?
You have to say that remote control.
I'm not sure about it.
The one who is setting up.
Yeah. Shri Mataji. What's the time now? It's 25 after 8.
Oh. Let's see. Good to see you.
Do you know some information about Gopal Bhatta Goswami?
No, Prabhu, Gosha, Dela, Acharya.